We're back here on Giants.com with today's newsflash brought to you by Adorama. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Redskins coming your way Sunday at 1 o'clock in MetLife Stadium, and the Redskins are a much different team than the team that beat the Giants twice last year. And it all starts with Robert Griffin III. He leads the NFL in completion percentage. He's extremely accurate, and his decision-making, even as a rookie, is getting better every week. Now, we know about his athleticism, but he is a throw-first quarterback. He'll buy time with his legs to throw the ball down the field. He averages more than 8 yards per reception, second best in the NFL to Cam Newton. Then you have Alfred Morris, their rookie running back. He pounds the ball with power. He's a one-cut runner, taking advantage of that Mike Shanahan zone blocking system. So on offense, the Redskins are different. On defense, they have some injuries. No Arakpo, no Carricker. We know about that. They've had a lot of issues in the secondary with injuries. They tried to revamp it in the offseason. They've been plagued by injuries, even a suspension, and they're struggling back there. They've allowed more 20-plus yard passes than anyone in the league. They have struggled. The Giants should be able to take advantage of that. So it could be a high-scoring game at MetLife Stadium, but it should be a lot of fun to see Robert Griffin III up close for the first time. Remember, folks, the Redskins are right behind the Giants, just one game behind them in the NFC East standings. They are 3-3. Could easily be 5-1 if they won two close games against Cincinnati and against St. Louis. Thanks for joining us on today's Newsflash. I'm John Schmelk. It's all brought to you by Adorama. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.